Intervju Radija Študent.
Da barva denarja slika najbolj nenavadna platna, si lahko predstavljamo. Toda razsežnosti sodobnega sveta, do katerih nas privedejo filmi Arta Halonena, presegajo zelo bujno domišljijo. V RKHV intervjuju tokrat predstavljamo enega najpomembnejših finskih filmskih režiserjev in producentov, ki na svoji profesionalni poti sledi predvsem iskanju lastne etične drže človeka v svetu, ki je oropan vrednot. Na Motovunskem filmskem festivalu letos pomaga kot selektor filmskega programa, ki ga ob 10. obletnici festivala gostijo v okviru sodelovanja s partnersko državo Finsko. Poleg tega pa zadnji celovečerni dokumentarec Arta Halonena tekmuje tudi za propeler in druge nagrade tekmovalnega programa Motovuna. Poslušamo najprej zvočni del filmskega napovednika za film Senca svete knjige oziroma Shadow of the Holy Book.
И в математике тоже это самое рухнома преподается и в других дисциплинах. То есть это привело к полной деградации системы.
Это печать моего диктатора. Я его ношу с
собой. Ее просто необходимо перевести на очередной язык, и тогда Ниязов позволит этой компании работать в Туркменистане.
Nevertheless, Rukhnama must be the central
of the universe. I will just leave it immediately.
What will boys
do? I don't want to answer your questions.
Do you think that we are speaking the same language? It was not a Daimler Chrysler.
From our side, the gate is closed.
John Deere and Turkmenistan have formed a very good partnership.
Obchod je obchod. A lidské práva sú lidské
práva. You must take permission.
Turkmenistan, my beloved motherland,
may grow into beautiful, moral people.
For whatever reason, they don't want.
I just realized when I was back that it was not a game. People disappearing and even dying every day.
Sincami sta tiho priletila.
Po besedah finskega režiserja in producenta Arta Halonena ga je vedno zanimalo, kako lahko mednarodne korporacije mastno služijo celo v državah, v katerih so človekove pravice neprestano kršene. Rad raziskuje propagandno delovanje diktatorskih režimov in uporabo vzvodov moči ter skozi svoje filme prikazuje obskurne in marginalne pojave, ki nastajajo iz tovrstnih podjetniških in političnih podvigov. Snemal je v Tibetu in na Kitajskem, v času, ko je zadnja velika komunistična trdnjava odprla svoja vrata svobodnemu trgu kapitala in so vanjo pod pretvezo, da pomagajo v procesu demokratizacije, udrla podjetja Zahoda. Z Artom Halonenom smo se pogovarjali pred torkovo hrvaško premiero njegovega filma Senca svete knjige ali Shadow of the Holy Book. V prvem delu je predstavil izbor filmov, ki jih je pripravil za Motovunski festival in ocenil finsko dokumentarno produkcijo v zadnjih letih. Drugi del intervjuja prinaša v pogledu Halonenovo osebno dojemanje filma in težnjo, da bi svojim delom nenehno spreminjal svet.
What I really like in Finnish documentary films is filmmakers themselves, because they are using different styles and to create these documentaries, and in that way our documentary culture is very rich, because I mean some documentary film cultures, you know, very many authors are repeating the same style, and that's something we don't have that situation, and I'm very happy about that. And I wanted to select, you know, a little bit different style, the films which have been made a bit different styles as well. I wanted to bring, you know, the quite new films in during the last one or 2 years, I see in the future there's always kind of problem, you know, when you are able to search and reach the peak, comparing the others and other cultures, you know, and Finland, we have had this kind of atmosphere that our documentaries are very professional and very professionally and creatively highly made, comparing many other cultures, and we have felt that we are kind of representing one of the best documentary filmmaking countries of the world, and in that situation there's always danger that you keep going on with the same methods and same thinking, and then very soon, you know, you're really out from the scene easily, and that's something I hope that when we've been able to create something so special, we should search more in order to create something even more interesting and more valuable for the whole documentary filmmaking. And it's kind of the problem also, for instance, when financiers are supporting something, and then when they learned, when they think that they learn what's the structure and what's the way to do it, they start to think that this is the only way, because that's the only thing they know, and that's the only way they can help, you know, and in that point it's getting very standardic filmmaking, and then you don't representing anymore, you know, kind of higher creativity. And that's something in Finland, because we don't have so many financiers, you know, I mean, they are very clever and very experienced, but I hope they realize this kind of importance, you know, to support also the projects which will be made completely different ways, and which are looking for the new ways to create the documentaries. That's something when you've been able to open some door, you just should go further in order to open kind of bigger door, you know, and we have this chance, we can go much more further, or we just kind of stabilize, and one day very soon we're going to be a very average filmmaking country with documentaries. So that's kind of what I was trying to impress, you know, with this work.
So the long tradition of making documentaries brings bigger or more possibilities to find new creative approaches in documentary filmmaking.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think so also among the filmmakers, you know, that the filmmakers would like to find something new and create something special, but there is always this danger, you know, if the society or the financing system doesn't support, you know, something new, which is not so easy to clarify and explain, you know, as these methods which are already being successful and easily structured.
So what drives you in documentary? Why do you choose to make documentary films? Is it some subjects that trigger you and you use this form, or is it that this is the art form that you like best?
I started my filmmaking career as a fiction filmmaker, and I've done also animations, and so my background as a filmmaker and also documentary filmmaker has quite rich with the different styles and forms. So personally, I don't feel that I'm only documentary filmmaking maker, because also, for instance, now I'm doing and filming the fiction feature film, but in documentary film, world, I have found something very special, something I've been able to express, you know, the kind of creative way, you know, many stories, and also what I've been like, that I've been able to use, you know, the fiction and documentary styles together, and maybe documentary films are still, because the budgets are smaller than the fiction films, you know, there is a more freedom that the financiers are not able to control you so much, and also the screenplay and the treatment strategy is a little bit more open than in the fiction films, and that gives more kind of possibilities to create something new for the filmmakers, you know, which is not necessarily written on the papers, you know, and that's something which encouraged me and has been encouraged me, you know, in the documentary films, you know, trying to find some new ways to express my ideas, but mainly, you know, the subject takes me, and then I feel that sometimes I feel that the subject is better to do by fiction, and sometimes better to do by documentaries, and then I just trying to find the financing for that.
Poslušate RKHV intervju z Artom Halonenom, finskim režiserjem in producentom, s katerim sva v torek govorila v Motovunu pred projekcijo njegovega filma Shadow of the Holy Book. V drugem delu intervjuja boste slišali režiserjeve osebne poglede na snemanje filmov in kako lahko režiser obdrži etično držo ob svojem ustvarjanju.
I always research it very well, and I create kind of structure, but at the same time I'm looking for something new and more, and which means that I could change the structure for better or find something more for that, you know. But of course, I mean, what I feel what is important for my filmmaking is that I need to know what is my point of view, what is the story I would like to do, and then inside of these main methods, you know, I can change, you know, the structure a bit, or I can change, you know, the approach, you know, but it's important to know your focus, what you're focusing on, and what is the story you want to tell to the audience, and then you can be more flexible with the story, and also with the difficult subjects. And for instance, in Shadow of the Holy Book, we created, you know, the kind of storyline we believed it will happen, and of course there was a lot of open questions, and I was ready to replace, you know, the open questions with something else, you know, in some different ways, but the material or structure or whatever, but the point of view, what I wanted to tell, was all the time the same, and I didn't need to change that one, even that I changed, you know. In Pavlov's Dogs, which is the film which is also here, I changed point of view also a little bit, you know, after I learned more about the subject, and I realized that this subject can goes further, but the first point of view includes inside of the bigger point of view. So I didn't take it away, the first point of view, but I found better way, better one, and I felt more effective and more kind of important story for present time worldwide. And so in that way, I believe in my case, the way that I need to know what I'm doing and what I'm approaching, but at the same time I'm trying to be flexible and keep my mind open when something better happens. I need to react for that.
In the Shadow of the Holy Book, you are one of the rare filmmakers entering the country. So how long did it take you to make the research and also apply for these visas and get allowance for the film?
The whole filmmaking process, you know, took like 3 years, and finally we made 4 different trips to Turkmenistan. I was twice personally there, and then there was some other groups, you know. Some of the groups never reached the place, you know, they didn't get the visa. It's a very strange system. You apply and sometimes you get the visa, sometimes you don't get the visa, even if your reputation and background is clean. So it's really strange. I mean, dictatorship, you know, they can really make very strange decisions sometimes. For some reason, I was lucky with my colleague, you know, and as a couple, we was acting as a couple. We were able to go there even second time. I'm sure after second time, they wouldn't give us visa anymore. But we were lucky, and that was a kind of important thing for the film. Of course, the main story of the film is this ethic of the Western companies and how these Western companies, which means us, how we creating this dictatorship and how we made them stronger, more effective, and that's because that was kind of the main thing and main storyline. I could do the different approach also if we wouldn't get inside of the country of Turkmenistan, but we was trying so much as possible. Also, I collaborate with some diplomats, and 2 of them was filming us secretly, and also we got some secret material from the opposition people inside of the country, and finally we had like 270 hours material for the film, which was incredible much, you know, and we had a lot of work to do, you know, and decide, you know, what we finally leave for the film.
Do you see any parallels between Turkmenistan and some Western countries?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, this how we controlling the people and how we phrasing them in the Western countries, you know, the leaders or some politicians, you know, it happens more sophisticated way, but of course these controlling systems are everywhere, and money talks similar way in Turkmenistan than in the Western world.
Is it the relations of power one of the topics that interests you or people that are kind of undergoing this power.
Yeah, also, and I'm very much very interesting as in my many films, you know, it includes, you know, the story that how people has been controlled by the society or governments or the leaders, and how we don't realize it. That we are like the Pavlov's dogs, that someone is taking us somewhere and we don't even realize that what we are, and that's scary. That's something we should realize and wake up. And I feel it's really important subject to talk, you know, if we want to change, you know, the future. Because, but if we are just like the numbs, you know, that someone can control and taking here and there, and then it means, you know, that we, as a spiritual human beings, we never grow up.
Yeah, do you think that people want to wake up?
It's very safe, you know, like in the Matrix film, you know, it's very safe to be in this Matrix and let, you know, someone else, you know, to create, you know, this surrounding around you. It's safe. I mean, if you want to change yourself, it needs a lot of work. But I mean, of course, it pays back, you know, one day. When your mind, everything is getting some other level. But of course, it's not an easy project, you know, to take the responsibility for yourself. But that's something I feel it's important to talk, you know, on behalf of these things.
In the Tankman, you had a different topic, but also. In a way, showing how to make it differently and not to be a part of this normal shopping world. When did you find the Tankman?
Yeah, it was. It's true. It's kind of the poet about difference, the beauty of the difference, and it's a very philosophical story for myself, and I found this character in Cuba when I was filming other project, and somehow I really connected with this person and this subject, and I felt that something beautiful I need to show the people, you know, and it's also a very nice film in that way that it talks, you know, kind of different ways to different people, and maybe open some windows inside of them. So yeah, it's a very nice project.
S finskim režiserjem Artom Halonenom, ki ga do jutri še lahko ujamete v Motovunu, sem se pogovarjala Saška. V jeter naj jo je spakiral Željko.
Sonce mi zahaja, da si dragi v Ameriko.
Intervju Radija Študent.